Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
John Fenderson is Bayer Westbred's Wheat Technical Product Manager for the Southern Plains. He says if you're interested in Westbred wheat varieties for the 2023 growing season, now's the time to make the commitment to get the varieties that will work best for you.
Wheat seed supplies in many areas are going to be extremely short. They're going to be in demand. There are some areas that there just literally is no wheat, or there is so little, and it's certainly not of seed quality. If they need to be finding new genetics, they need to reach out to their seed suppliers right now. And they're probably going to have to speak up for that seed right now and have to make a commitment to it, just because it's going to be in such high demand. And to get what they want, they're going to have to order seed here in the next month for sure, if not sooner.
Check with your Westbred sales representative now, or you can go to westbred.com to learn more about the high-yielding varieties Westbred offers.
Since the confirmation of African swine fever last July, the highly contagious disease is on the minds of many exporters. I had the opportunity to speak with Mallory Gaines. She's the Director of Market Access and Trade Policy at the American Feed Industry. And she said she's very concerned about the possibility of an African swine fever outbreak.
Mainly because our animal-based products and pet food, whether or not that's a porcine ingredient, are traded on a very specific health certificate from the Animal Health Inspection, Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, called the Veterinary 16-4 form. In the event of an ASF outbreak, that form will become invalid because on the form it says a list of diseases, one of which is African swine fever, and in the event of an ASF outbreak, that form becomes invalid because we will have African swine fever instead of saying that we are, that the U.S. does not have African swine fever.
Gaines said an outbreak would affect more than just animal feed and the pet food industry.
If we end up with African swine fever, a lot of markets are going to shut down. A lot of domestic movement is going to shut down. It's going to be bad overall. So then if you have a product that does not have a porcine ingredient in it, you should still be able to safely export that product. And right now, when that form becomes invalid, you can't do that. And that trickles down to the, you know, more than just the animal feed and pet food industry. If you're a beef producer, per se, and you're slaughtering cattle and there's byproducts of those cattle, those byproducts go into animal feed, they go into pet food, and all of a sudden up your supply chain, those products aren't being exported.
Gaines said producers should be contacting their individual trade associations and letting them know that this issue does exist. To hear my complete conversation with Mallory Gaines, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Oklahoma wheat harvest moving forward in all locations across the state, with producers making great strides in the hot, dry temperatures. A large majority of the crop in the region from Clinton, Weatherford, Carnegie, south to Pocasset and Chickasha received major hail damage and some heavy rains last week, and they're still fighting some mud, which will impact overall statewide numbers, along with the severe drought during the growing season in the areas west of I-35. Elevators are reporting more sprout damage across the state, that being reported in the southwest, south central, and central regions due to excessive moisture in places. Yields kind of all over the place, low teens to mid-20s in southwest Oklahoma. In south central Oklahoma, yields are being reported from 10 bushels per acre to the mid-30s. Yields in central and northern Oklahoma ranging higher from 15 bushels to as high as 65 bushels per acre. Most regions looking at about an average in the high 20s to mid-30s for the most part. Also important to note several areas in the northwest Oklahoma. It's also important to note several areas in northwest Oklahoma by Cherokee and Burlington experienced severe drought, and large portions of that region will not even be harvested. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply, and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.